Back here courtside at the Child Center, Jason Swigard, Joel Sabacca, and now pleased to be joined by head coach Shante Leggins, and a lot to go through. But first of all, just nice. It's been a while since this team had smiles at the end of a game and had a victory, feeling good about themselves.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, we have to have. And today I thought we had pulses on all our guys. They all played. They all played for each other. I thought everybody was involved in the game. You know, if you didn't play, you did play. They were involved. They fought for each other. And that's what you need. And I think, like I said, we're always going to find the right guys that play for us. And we have a certain way we want to play. And we got guys that, you know, you want to buy into that system. You're going to buy in. And that's the guys we've got to recruit. And those are the guys we got to fill in with. So I'm really excited about the outcome tonight. Obviously, you look ahead and you got St. Mary's. And they've been one of the top dogs in the league all year. Since I've been in it, since I've been a player, so I'm looking forward to going to play against them. I know I'm already talking about next game, but I'm already thinking about that team.
Yeah. Well, situations dictated a change in the roster, and Yuto Yamanuchi Williams steps in. You give him the start. We've been at practice. We've seen how much he's been improving just practice to practice. You never know.
No,
when you decide to put the jersey on and get under the bright lights.
No, you never know. And, you know, I told everybody he's going to get this first shot. He was ready for it. Whenever we talked about a scout this time, I talked about anything else he just talked about. I'm going to pop for three. That's all he talked about. So we got that out of his system right away. He got a lot of shots up. He played good. He played hard. You know, I don't mind he went 3 of 12. He went 2 of 11, 2 of 9 from 3. I don't mind that at all. He also got 10 rebounds. So, like I said, you just want a pulse. You want those guys to really battle and fight and play hard, and they did that tonight. And that's all you need. You know, you didn't have the best shooting game, I don't think. But you go 3 of 20 in the first half from 3, then you go 8 of 16 in the second half. You just got to keep shooting. And, you know, we went 13 of 35, and then you go 17 of 30. And so, you know, the big number to me was our assist number. I thought we had 17 assists tonight to only 11 turnovers, but I thought we had a lot of open looks. And then we dominated the glass like I knew we would, especially with the guys that we had. We had three guys fighting for double-doubles tonight. That's exactly what you need.
Yeah, Coach, I thought those numbers stood out to me, knowing what you guys had talked about all week. But, you know, the job on the glass, there was a lot of missed shots by Pacific, and only give up 6 offensive rebounds is huge. And then for you guys, 11 turnovers, and a couple of them were, you know, late there at the end. But, you know, just to harp on that and what you've talked about, how much more can you do? You said we need to play pilot basketball, and I thought they did tonight.
Well, you're nicer than me. I thought they were just flat plumb dumb. Right? You know, you had T-Rob throw one crazy one. You had Wanze throw a couple ones. So, but you know what? Those are passes trying to make teammates better and trying to get teammates shots. You can live with that kind of stuff. And you just got to be smarter towards the end of games. And we were. I thought we were, you know, I think we're up 22 points. And we started subbing and trying some different things. But I was really excited about how they all looked and played.
You know, all you guys talked about, too, was being in the gaps. And this is a hard team to guard because they're just coming at you. And I thought first half and even late into the second half, you guys did a tremendous job of defending without fouling. And that's hard to do against a team like Pacific.
No, it was huge. And the first half, we didn't foul. Second half, we said, you know what, let's tee it up and make sure we get them to the line 20 times. And so, but we did a good job. I thought the game was officiated good, and I thought our guys did a good job of understanding. You know, we talk about, you know, being in the gaps. We talked about, you know, as you're guarding, you know, having the right space. You know, being in the right space. And so, you know, they hit 6 threes. One was at the end of the half, which was crazy. It only happens against us, like my wife says. It only happens against us. And but we withstood that, and we played hard, and I thought we did a good job.
Chatting here with head coach Shante Leggins. We talked to TJ in the pregame, and he talked about kind of clearing the slate a little bit going into conference play after the long break, but redefining this team's identity. How close to the identity that you envisioned for this team did they hit the mark tonight?
You just want them to play hard, man, and compete. And that's all you want your teams to do, you know. When you play certain games, and I thought we did that the last 2 games in Hawaii, even though we lost. But, you know, I love coaching. I love coaching players. It's always, you know, trying to find the right pieces to get the guys to play hard. And sometimes you got to go through some highs and lows. And, you know, this isn't the highest we're going to be. It's not the lowest we're going to be. But we got to find the right players that fit the way I want to play. And, you know, you could try to coach them into it. You could try to talk them into it. You could try to show them. But you got to have a pulse, and you got to care, And, you know, you could be one way off the court, but on the court you got to be a dog. You know, we say dogs and cats and all that, but yep. You got to just want to play and make mistakes. And if you're making a mistake playing hard, I can live with that. Heads, you didn't see anybody's head drop tonight when they made a mistake. You know, Udo shooting 2 of 9, you know, he had to get up shots. I mean, he made his first one, and then he shot 8 other ones and only made one. That's the kind of confidence you want your guys to have. And you know, I hope I'm instilling that in them. It's just life lessons to learn. You just got to keep getting up and keep going and fighting.
Yeah, I think exactly along those lines, Coach, the job you've done with Bol Dengdit. I mean, you've been on Bol pretty good this year and challenging him to be the player that he can be. And I think tonight, you know, he showed you that. I mean, they had to start guarding the three, and he puts it on the floor. He gets offensive rebounds, and he can be a really great weapon offensively.
He's really good. He's big. You know, you don't realize how tall Bol is because he's so, like, soft-spoken, and he's, you know, he doesn't really put, but he's a big, big dude, man. He's like 6'9", 6'10 and a half. You know, he's got a 7'2 wingspan. You know, he does a lot of good things for us, but we're trying to get him out of the thing. But we just want him to play tough. You know, we want him to rebound like he did tonight. We want him to go up and dunk the ball every time he shoots it. And then we want him to shoot threes. And then he got to a post up and shot a bank shot. And I haven't ever seen him make that shot, but he made it tonight.
No, and so you said it, though. One time when you simplify roles sometimes, it makes it very clear for what you expect from him.
Yeah, and me as a coach, I got to get better at doing that before the preseason. And it's, again, it's a learning lesson for everybody. We got to keep learning and getting better. And, you know, as of right now, we're getting better. You know, that's all you can do is just keep getting better and let the chips lie where they may.
Well, getting better now, taking it out, translating it on the road, a tough trip to the Bay Area, St. Mary's and San Francisco. So, Coach, we look forward to the next iteration of this moving forward.
Yeah, you got a nice young man coming to speak to you today. You might need a bigger microphone. He talks so quiet unless he's on the floor. You won't hear him say anything, but when he's on the floor, he talks and he's loud. I love it.
Yeah.
There you go. Head coach Shante Legan stopping by. Thanks so much, Coach.
Thank you, and go Pilots. Thank you, guys.